Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Historically speaking,
this is a let me get my English correct before James Collins, who's in our studio, the main studio in Dallas, corrects my English, or Jay Kirshner, perhaps, might say, hey, Doug, you're always talking about the correct English. Is it A in front of H, or is it N in front of H? And it is an historical day. It is one of those days in which we contemplate. I think that's what today is good for. And one of the most ridiculous scenarios is that we don't have school on a day like today, because what better time, what better way? Actually, I think, is this winter vacation? Like, most school systems are out this week anyway. And I think about it. I think I remember having the
winter
third week in February.
Spring vacation has yet to begun.
Yes.
Mm. But yeah, it's a lot of them they have, because it also coincides with teacher and service days or stuff like that. So kids will have a half day on Friday or no school day that leads into the no school day on President's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
Friday weekend.
Yeah. Today is President's Day. And as such, it was when I was in school, way back. People tease me. In the log, if Jennifer were here, she'd say, what do you mean, back in the log cabin days? When Abraham Lincoln, what was it like to have Abraham? This would be another question. I think she's asked me this on President Day. What was it like, Doug, to have Abraham Lincoln as our president? Well, it was good to have Abraham.
God, I think
Abraham Lincoln, she's off today. Abraham Lincoln, in my mind, was the best president of this country, the best president the country's ever seen, frankly. And it's interesting that the presidents who were assassinated were among the best. Does that qualify them for being assassinated? I think JFK, frankly, was one of the best presidents that we ever had. The idea of that's kind of a good place for us to settle in when it comes to social media or using the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, best president, not your favorite, let's cut it off at a certain date so we don't have to listen to all the Trumpers call or whoever else would say, yeah, Donald Trump, he was the best president. Let's take the current scene out and
so
go back.
The 2000s, anything?
Well, maybe we...
before.
Yeah, there may be people who would say Clinton was the best president. I was trying to think of those who have passed. Maybe that's the best. Of all the presidents who are gone, who was the best in your mind? Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. This is the third Monday of February, and all the presidents in American history are remembered to a point. When you look at the list of American presidents, did you study all of these people in school? I think most everybody knows George Washington was the first president. Do you know what his party was, Jay?
Oh, it was one that does not exist today, correct?
That's true. Yes. Yeah. He was a member of the Federalist Party. That was the first party to have any prominence. The man who followed him in that office was John Adams, and he was also a Federalist. And then the first people who represented the other parties, the presidency of Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, the next four presidents were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. How do you like that? It was one party. There were not two parties. They were called one Democrat, one Republican. That didn't happen. They didn't split out until Andrew Jackson became the president in 1829. He was the seventh president of the United States, the first Democrat to be president. And after that, Martin Van Buren, who was also a Democrat, became president in 1837. And then William Henry Harrison was a Whig. There were no Republicans until Abraham Lincoln, right? The Whig Party, They were two presidents. William Henry Harris and John Tyler were both Whigs. And then there was James Knox Polk. I'm sure you don't remember him. He was a Democrat. Zachary Taylor, some people might remember him, and Millard Fillmore were the next two Whig presidents. Franklin Pierce, the 14th president, was a Dem, as was James Buchanan, who was succeeded by the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican. And if Abraham Lincoln could look around at the Republicans as they exist today, I think he would be not a happy camper. Now, those of you who love the Republicans, the fact, and I don't want to get off on this toot, that an election denier was made the chairman of the Republican, the state Republican Party in Michigan, seems pretty asinine to me, but they'll find out when it comes to getting their donations as they get to the next round of elections, that people are not interested in election denier. Well, you can have your own thoughts. The problem is that because everything is so contorted, there's so much flack, there's so much BS in the air, nobody really knows what is true and what isn't true. Did Trump win and it was stolen from him? Did Biden win and Trump's full of old shoes? Yeah, you can go back over when George Bush, quote-unquote, defeated Al Gore. That wasn't really a defeat because Al Gore, well, it was. Al Gore, George Bush stole the election. I didn't see Al Gore go running around doing what Trump is doing, maybe because he didn't have the courage to do it. Same can be said for a couple of other.
The popular vote versus the electoral college.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep. Anyway, so that's part of the education here. The business of who was president and how were they president. Washington's birthday was supposed to be a national federal holiday in the 1870s. President Hayes signed it into law in 1879. And so it was Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Both of their birthdays when I was in school were celebrated differently. It was February 12th for Abraham Lincoln because that's his actual birthday. And then George Washington's birthday was not the 20th. I've forgotten what day it was. Was it the 20th?
Yeah, okay. Washington's birthday is the 20th.
I remember. It was really the 20th. So we really have the birthday of our first president to legitimately celebrate George Washington today. All right? And then putting Abraham Lincoln together. And then you think about all the other presidents and what they accomplished or what they didn't. How many of those names that I just went through do you recognize, Jay? Of the names I just went through, all the presidents. Do you? Okay.
Yeah, most
good.
Of them. Mm.
Yeah. And then you see after Lincoln was killed, Andrew Johnson became the president. He was a Democrat. Ulysses S. Grant, one of our country's worst presidents, was a Republican. Rutherford B. Hayes, another kind of like out-to-lunch guy. James Garfield. There was a whole series of really horrible presidents until Grover Cleveland became president in 1885. Benjamin Harrison, nothing special. Grover Cleveland was the only president, I think, to run. This would be interesting if Trump were to win. I've said I don't see that, but at any rate, Grover Cleveland was president, and then Harrison beat him in 1889, and then Grover Cleveland came back again for another 4 years after that.
Two terms non-consecutive.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, you look through the list and see some interesting names. There have been some interesting characters here, that's for sure. And how many of the vice presidents became presidents? The first one to do that was John Adams. Thomas Jefferson was a vice president. And then there was Aaron Burr, who was Jefferson's vice president. He was involved in a little shootout. Remember that story?
Yeah, with him.
Yeah, right? George Clinton then became the vice president. Daniel Tompkins never made it to be the president, neither did John Calhoun. Martin Van Buren did. When John Tyler was president, there was no vice president. Something happened. I've forgotten what it was. Millard Fillmore, the same thing. And Andrew Johnson, the same thing. Chester Arthur had no vice president. And we survived just fine, thank you.
Well, and Johnson was Kennedy's vice president, went on to become president.
Yeah. Well, there were lots of rumors about him, right, and whether he was involved in the was listening to one of the programs on Sirius XM that they have. I like to listen to music when I'm traveling. I drove back and forth to New York this week and did some other things around that left me in my truck with a Sirius XM. I try to listen to the local radio programs. I would like to acknowledge your father, who is our consultant for this program, but he also is probably the number one radio consultant in the country and has been for a number of years. He writes a column every week in one of the trades. And this week he focuses on the professionals who are in sports, but also professionals who are on the radio, and how radio leadership, and we say this openly now, I mean, many of us depend on or used to depend on being connected to one of the two or three big companies. I was on 45 stations, Clear Channel stations, before it became iHeart. I think I may be on one or two now, three maybe at the most, and the same with Cumulus, the big names. Some of you, Audacity or whatever they call themselves, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
It ought to be called Audacity. Anyway, they've just become, they're not run by radio people, they're run by bean counters. And so all of the positions that used to exist where you had really good talent and great production and fun things to listen to, that stuff's all gone. So if you're just listening to the music, some people, you know, have a tolerance for music and commercials. Some people don't. The problem with most of the stations that are playing just music, they play the same 450 or 500 songs. I was in the station. One of the stations I used to own was in upstate New York, in a suburb of Albany. And I was listening to that station over the weekend, and the fellow who bought it from me still runs it. And he's got two FM signals attached to the AM signal. He does a great job. He works hard. He's really a good guy. He promotes the station as having thousands of songs when all the other stations have only hundreds of songs. And that's appropriate, too. Think about the variety. Anyway, that's why I was listening to Sirius. If you're interested in knowing why does he listen, that's why I listen. 18 after the hour. Good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Top 50. Whoops, wait a minute. Throw away a half hour. It's President's Day, February the 20th. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us now to dig around some of the celebrity news on social media. There's a buzz on a song that was recorded with Dolly Parton and Olivia Newton-John. It happened to be her final recording, and it has been released. So we are going to get a bit of that. I think probably we'd describe it as a reimagined version of Jolene. So stand by for that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The new album out. Olivia Newton-John's last album she recorded before she died, called Just the Two of Us. It's a duets collection. And when you look at some of these, there's some neat video on YouTube, Jay, that goes along with this.
Yeah, so this is the only track that's been released. The album comes out in May, and This was the final recording. Olivia Newton-John and Dolly Parton had always had a friendship ever since, what, the 70s?
Yep, right.
When 74, If You Love Me, Let Me Know, was Olivia Newton-John's really record-breaking hit, because she was the first non-American American-born artist to win the award with the Country Music Association for Female Vocalists of the Year. And ever since then, she and Dolly just developed this friendship and never really had a chance to work together, even though they always wanted to. So they were able to with this duets album. And I think there's a track that she's going to do with John Travolta, or she does with John Travolta. There's the Mariah Carey one. She even records a song with her daughter, Chloe.
Oh, cool. That's right. Barry Gibb is involved in this as well. So that's cool. The album will not be released, as Jay said, until May. But you can hear the way there is, pardon the pun, music to my ears. I just said to you off air, I've begun posting some of my favorite songs. I don't know why I decided. I just think it's a pleasant way to make people, when they look at a Facebook page, there's so much crap on Facebook. I just usually post pictures of my family, friends, things that are going on the farm. But I thought, as I was listening to some music, you know, there are a lot of really great songs, things that I love, that I decided I would post. So I did a Carpenter song and a song by Tavares called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. I want to put, I was listening over the weekend, and I heard an old Petula Clark song, Our Love Is Stronger. It's just a fabulous song. You want to sing along with it. So I'm going to post those from time to time because I think they're appropriate. This would be a good song. Jolene was a very good song. There's so many songs that Dolly did and Olivia Newton-John. She was, they're both, I would say, prolific in a manner of speaking. Certainly Dolly is, but Olivia Newton-John had lots of hits. So we remember her for that amongst many other things. So that's a good find. Look out for this new album. May 5th, it's coming out. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home. Not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. United States and China came to Germany last weekend looking to patch tensions that was caused over a Chinese balloon, but a meeting between top diplomats showed how far apart our countries are. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and China's State Council Wang Yi traded barbs on everything from the balloon in Taiwan to North Korea and Russia in their first meeting since the high-altitude craft. Secretary Blinken.
This was an opportunity to speak very clearly and very directly about the fact that China sent a surveillance balloon over our territory, violating our sovereignty, violating international law. And I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
Anaheim, California police are investigating after a woman fell to her death at Disneyland. First responders were called to a parking structure at Disneyland Saturday night. Officers found an adult woman on the ground. She was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say they are investigating the circumstances. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Now 34 after the hour on Monday the 20th of February. Most other hosts will be off today because it's a federal holiday, a legal holiday, and we certainly wouldn't want to have to quote-unquote work. This isn't work. What is this? This is the people. When I think of work, I always grew up on the farm thinking work was physical. It was labor. It was grunt. And so, if I don't know, I suppose some people who do this, it's their job. There's a difference between work and your job, I think. My job.
Job and career, too.
Yeah, right. My job here is to bring you a focus on the day, and today is yet another day. So people would say, well, if that's the way you look at it, why aren't you on every day of the week?
And I guess in manner of speaking, I am on every day of the week because there are different programs that are on over the weekend. I used to do a Saturday program for a long, long time, and it was live, and I liked it. But then it got in the way, honestly and truly, it got in the way of my farming activity, so I thought, okay, we'll do other stuff. And that's where the weekend shows, The American Family Farmer, which is basically a weekend program that's carried by a lot of the same stations that carry this program, and the same for the health stuff that we do with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. I think at some point in time. And it is, as I was talking about, Mike, your father, Mike McVeigh, and his being a great consultant, one of the things that he talks about is how conversation stations fall apart in the weekend because they just sell time to anybody. The lawyers, the doctors, anybody can come in, the guy who's selling you real estate, the guy who is one of the local traders when it comes to stocks, and this is what you do for your 501. It's boring as hell, all that stuff.
Well, it is really educational. It can be very educational.
Yeah, it could be
educational. It could be a 10-minute conversation or a 10-minute piece. It doesn't have to be stretched out into
a half hour. Right, exactly. Okay, enough on our radio. I'm Doug. Jay's here. This is President's Day. In addition to being a day off, as I was suggesting, from work for a lot of people or school, President's Day is the oldest federal holiday, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the lives of individual Americans. I think this is when this actually started, when Washington died, if I'm not mistaken. You said it was the 20th, and that's what I couldn't remember, whether it's the 20th or the 22nd. I know Abraham Lincoln was the 12th, but I thought that Washington was the 22nd, not the 20th, although you have me almost convinced that it is the 20th. But
check February that. February 20th, 2023.
Yeah, no, that's today.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm telling you, that George Washington.
Washington's birthday is the 20th.
Not interesting, because I remember
being something. Not 2023.
The 20th, no, exactly. All right, as long as we're talking about presidents, we ought to focus on Jimmy Carter, who has begun receiving hospice care.
Oh, wait, you are right. It is the 22nd. When you type in Washington's birthday or Washington's date of birth, everything pops up the 20th because it's talking about President's Day.
Today.
It straight up goes to 20th. I had to do a deep dive. Why did I have to do a deep dive?
Because you wanted to make sure that I was right.
I did.
Or not. Yes, that's okay, good.
It's like Google wanted to correct what I was asking. I'm not asking about President's Day. I'm asking about George Washington's birthday. So you're right. The 22nd.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about Jimmy Carter, the Carter Center. Remember I told you a couple of times, Jay, and the audience may remember, some of the people who have been listening to me for a long time. One year during President's Week, and this is this vacation week, I decided I was going to go to five different presidential libraries over the course of the week. So I started out at Eisenhower's birthplace, and where his library is in Abilene, Texas. And then I went, I flew from one city to the next to the next. I flew up to Detroit, where the Gerry Ford Museum was. I went to California where the Richard Nixon Museum. Well, it's kind of, those things are museums. I went to Houston for George Bush the Father's presidential library. I'm forgetting where the heck else I went. Anyway, I hit five stops. The last stop was Jimmy Carter. And he was still alive. I went to the Carter Center in Atlanta, and I had the nicest time with him. He was a horrible president, but he was, in terms of, what he got done. We all talk about, like, Joe Biden is a horrible president. He just is. He's not getting anything done. He doesn't have any real leadership. Whereas if you, depending on what you use as a barometer for being good president, Trump was a good president in many ways because he got a lot of stuff done.
He treated it like a business, which, let's be real, it is.
Shut the hell up and do the job, and then he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so to go back to Jimmy Carter, the family has asked for privacy. When I went to he took me around the library himself. And we spent the whole, he was like my co-host for the whole day. And it was because of all the libraries that I'd been to, he was the only one who was still alive. And so it was a great experience to have him and his gentle nature and his intelligence. He was one of those people that just was someone that you would like to call your best friend. Anyway, so he's the longest living president. It was that, I think, President Bush the father, who died in 2019, was the oldest one. He was 94, and at that time, Carter was the same age. He's now 98. He's a great humanitarian, for sure. So I don't want this to sound like it's his obituary, because he's not died yet, but looks like he's about to check out.
Yeah, he has entered hospice care.
Yeah, right. But a gentleman. And you could ask him anything about any president. He always had a fix on what was going on in the world. It was really, it was of those programs I did that week, that was the best one by far, having him and the ability that we had to just go through a lot of things that were a part of our country. We went back to George Washington. I asked him who his favorite president was, and I'm trying to remember. I think he said Franklin Roosevelt, I think if I remember correctly. And that would, a lot of people thought that Roosevelt was the best, even though they, when reflecting back to when he was president, so much social stuff changed. But he was, remember, he was president for 12 years, from 1933 to 1945, and then his vice president, Harry Truman, took over just before the war. He was the one who made the decision about dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Truman was one of the, I think, one of the best presidents, and not many people laud him. I think Eisenhower was a fabulous president in many ways. John F. Kennedy was. Johnson, not so much. I think that Kennedy, with the death of Kennedy in 63, the presidency, in my mind, fell apart. Reagan was a good president. I think Gerald Ford was a good president. Frankly, he was much better than Jimmy Carter. And one of the things that came out of that, you know, the strange thing of politics, Gerald Ford was defeated by Jimmy Carter. But they never were, there was never any animosity. In fact, during the course of their, after Ford got out of office, he and Carter became very, very close, very good friends. They spent lots of time, their wives and them, they went here, there, and everywhere. And when Gerald Ford died, the casket was flown from Washington, where it laid in state, to Detroit, to the Ford Center. There was one person on the plane with the casket. You know who that was?
Who was it?
Jimmy Carter.
Mm.
Yep. Those were, oh, for those times, right? When politicians didn't skewer each other and didn't, you know, spend all of their time. I thought over the weekend, Bernie Sanders, who kind of looks like, if you remember the pictures of the old Caesars, the way they combed their hair, it was all to the front. Bernie Sanders looks like somebody who would have been a Caesar, the way he, whatever hair he has left. And his eye, he looks like a crazy man to me. And oftentimes sounds like a crazy man. I don't mean that to be necessarily disrespectful. I just think that he comes across as being kind of a crazy person. And those are the people that get the most attention, it seems. He was interviewed over the weekend talking about former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's test for competency. What about that idea? And he said, that's absurd. Only because he's old and he probably wouldn't pass it.
But so many others probably wouldn't.
Wouldn't either,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
And not even just about age. We've been hearing more and more about burnout. And some people maybe shouldn't have even been voted in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Santos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. There's plenty of those. And now, so there's a focus on the reality of this this business with the trains and how it is that we've had four derailments, pretty much bing, 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 and bing. And there's a conspiracy, said again, Doug, there it is, a conspiracy thought floating around that this may have been the Chinese government's way of getting back at us for shooting down the balloons. Think about it. Has there been an explanation, really, for any of the derailments? No. And part of that has to do with how lousy Biden's, you know, his whole, the whole outfit is lackluster. I mean, you look at Buttigieg. I liked Pete Buttigieg, whatever, I never pronounced his name right.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, Buttigieg. I liked him as a candidate. I thought he was thoughtful and well-presented. But he's been nothing but silent and ineffective when it comes to pretty much any of the transportation problems that we've had. It's like a deer in the headlights thing. And especially notable in this situation with the train derailments. What the hell is going on? What's the story with what was released? I mean, I've talked to farmers who are on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border where that the big crash of those cars with all of the chemicals in them, and the families, the water is contaminated. Families don't really know what's going on. Should they go back to their house?
That they're finding wildlife that are showing up dead. You have other sources who are saying, no, that's not accurate. Experts cannot find any sources of this. But just
well, who
the
experts?
What, three different train derailments, all toxic chemicals in the U.S. in the past 4 weeks?
Yep. So are they a result? If the last 4 weeks would be hard to pin that on the Chinese because we didn't shoot the balloon down until 2 weeks ago, right? So unless they were preparing, they're preparing. I mean, I think it's something to think about. And one of the reasons we're thinking about it is because the information coming from Washington is squat, zero, no info, none whatsoever. Once again, appointing these people who are ineffective and non-communicative, it's like, hello, like being in Zululand. 48 past the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bum, 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 bum. I love that. I could listen to that all day. Bum, 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 bum.
He'll probably one of the best, one of the top 5 best intros to a song.
The Rolling Stones and Satisfaction is the number one, as far as I'm concerned. This is a good one. You're right about that. Okay, it's farm food and family time for this holiday, President's Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the history of National Cherry Pie Day. The first pie goes back to 9500 B.C. Wow. The Egyptians loved sweets. They made pies with honey, dates, whatever was around. The filling of a pie was meant to be, is all that was supposed to be eaten, not the crust. I guess that could go for today, too, if you're gluten intolerant. The Romans learned about pies from the Greeks, who introduced pies to the rest of Europe. Royalty were usually the only ones. People had a lot of money. Mm. Pies contained a lot of, they used the crust as like Tupperware, right?
Kind of. Yeah, it was like preparing the food and storing the food and just kind of like not interested in edible until they started the pastry of it.
Yes, right, exactly. Shape of the pie evolved into a narrow dish. The pie bases were called coffins. Oh, that's pretty delectable, huh?
With a Y instead of a
I. Right. Yes. Well, that's the meaning of coffin.
Seafood.
Yeah, they put a lot of different things in there. But in the 1500s, fruit pies were introduced. Those cherry pies became very popular. Went to back to Queen Elizabeth I. Pies came to America with the early English settlers, along with the cherry trees that George Washington was so famous for his interaction with that cherry tree, right? The tradition of not eating the pie casing was still maintained. So you ate the filler, you didn't eat the crust. And then along came the American Revolution, and the term coffin changed to crust. Not long after that, something that was eaten as part of your pie. So cherry pies, yes, I like cherry pies, like blueberry pies. I think those are my two favorites, as a matter of fact. Blueberry pies, so yummy. Little vanilla ice cream on it. Yum.
There you go. Ooh, Alan.
Yum.
My favorite cherry pie is by the song from Warrant. That's one I can get behind.
What is it?
You know the Warrant song, Cherry Pie?
No.
Oh, I'm going to play
wait a
it
minute.
For you.
Cherry pie. Is that the one you mean?
She's my cherry pie.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to go through the rest of it. It's kind of...
It's okay. You did well. Let's see what we have in the recall department today. Starbucks recalling drinks because there's glass. Ay.
Yeah, these are the pre-made ones that you can get at grocery stores, convenience stores.
Yeah. Glass. They have... apparently, each case has a dozen bottles. The recall initiated last week is ongoing. The recall is distributed. Well, all the products are distributed to retailers around the country. So if you've got anything from Starbucks, don't just bring it back. Get your money back. Don't consume it. And don't worry about whether it's, well, is this the one or that the one? This Frappuccino, that Frappuccino. Just bring it back. All right? That's Starbucks. Here's another one. From Silvestri Sweets, an allergy alert on undeclared pecans in milk chocolate caramels. This is a company from Geneva, Illinois, recalling 8-ounce bags of Favorite Day branded Valentine milk chocolate. These are covered caramels. They're yummy, except you don't want to eat them because they may have undeclared tree nuts in them. That would be like chestnuts and Brazil nuts and walnuts and hazelnuts.
Yeah.
Pine nuts and
cashews. Really bad
and stuff.
If you are allergic.
Yep, exactly. So anything that you have, it's tough on a company like this, fairly small company, but you know the name. I recognize the name. So if you have them, bring them back to the store. Again, that's the lesson. Do not throw them away. Bring them back and get your money
back.
And
a lot of people who have allergies like this, they typically don't even purchase anything that's manufactured where there is a risk of cross-contamination.
Right. Yep. All right. The bird flu is a problem. Decimated this past year poultry farms because of the bird flu that started about last year at this time. Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to the people that are raising birds for not just for eggs, but for chicken. The price of chicken gone way up. Turkey and that sort of thing went way up because of what has happened. Billions of dollars lost here. And so this apparently is a problem again now. It's floating around the country. So be careful of, I think they've been pretty careful about the eggs aren't affected, but the meat might be. But the 50 million chickens and turkeys have been slaughtered because the bird flu in the last year. Wow, that hurts. Imagine if you're an egg farmer or a chicken farmer, what that's done to your bottom line. 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.